All right, welcome back. It's June 8th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our news banter edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Bollocks. Absolute bollocks. Come on. No player in a World Cup squad doesn't care if they play. That's just PR fluff straight out of media training, innit? Look, I'd put 100 quid down right now he's already moaned to his agent about wanting guaranteed starts, and if he gets less than 15 minutes a group game, he'll be angling for a loan back to La Liga before the tournament even wraps.
Whoa, hold on. That's so out of pocket. You're way off base here. If you look at his actual contributions for Spain, Pino's come off the bench to deliver consistently in his last 12 caps. He's perfectly happy being an impact sub. It's not PR. That's literally his role right now. I mean, he's like the squad's emergency energy drink, innit? You don't chug it first thing when everyone's fresh, but when the lads are dead on their feet chasing a winner with 20 minutes left, he's exactly what you reach for.
Oh, come off it. You're telling me a 22-year-old who just moved to the Prem to get more game time is buzzing to sit on the bench for Spain in a World Cup? I've seen this movie before. All these lads say they're happy to be there until they're left out for the knockouts. And then the latest reports out of China earlier today are already quoting people close to him grumbling about minutes.
Cut the crap, Jimmy. I've got a source at Carrington who told me they scouted Pino for 18 months before he made that Prem move. They rate him as a reliable rotation option exactly because he doesn't kick off when he's on the bench. And besides, he openly said La Liga fits his style better. He's used to fighting for minutes anyway. Right?
Oh, please, your source at Carrington is the bloke who sells meat pies outside the East Stand, mate. He wouldn't know Jeremy Pino from Jeremy Kyle. Speaking of that friendly against Peru tomorrow, by the way, it's the middle of the day over there right now, and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say, not normal at all. Pino said they're fully adjusted to the time difference? I don't buy that for a second. That's more PR bollocks.
You're actually mental. You know that? Come on. We've been binging every major tournament together since we were 17 skipping sixth form lessons to watch the 2014 World Cup in my nan's flat. Remember when you said England would flop at the Euros and you lost that bet where you had to get a Harry Kane tattoo on your arse? The squad arrived 6 days early. They've had plenty of time to adjust. Jet lag only impacts performance if you travel less than 72 hours before a match. That's a straight fact, mate.
All right. Don't bring the tattoo up. That was a dark time. Bet you 50 quid Pino doesn't start a single group stage game for Spain this World Cup. If I lose, I'll wear that full Spain 2010 kit you've got hidden in your wardrobe to the next pub watch party. If you lose, you have to delete that made-up Carrington source contact from your phone forever. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.